Welcome to Friend Group, a podcast that highlights how young people are navigating life's biggest questions. You can think of the show as if it was your second friend group, the friends you turn to when in need of a second opinion. You'll hear how various young people dealt with issues we've all gone through, like heartbreak, sexuality, and more. Each season of Friend Group will focus on a specific question. And for our second season, we're asking, what does love mean? I'm Kayla, co-founder of Astro Studios and your host. Today, you'll be hearing from Lauren, a 21-year-old who's had trouble expressing love in healthy environments, but is now learning how to. But before that, remember, you can find more shows like this on our website, astrostudios.xyz. And now, here's our story. What's your name and age?
I'm Lauren, and I'm 21.
Have you ever been in love?
Sure, yes. It was interesting. I think it felt very different at very different stages of my life. Not only because of the external things around me and the pressures I was under, but also because of different levels of maturity. I think when I was younger, it felt very silly. In elementary school, I was just like, what does it even mean to be in love? And like, should I even be in love? Like, what is this weird feeling I'm having towards someone? And then in middle and high school, it was really hard to express love, I think. I don't want to say that, like, there was, like, a shame associated with love in some of the environments I was in, but it definitely wasn't something that I, like, wanted to express or wanted people to know about. Like, I had feelings towards someone or whatnot. And in college, I think I've learned a lot about how to express feelings towards people. And it's been a lot of trial and error, in a sense. There's been times where I've expressed love and it kind of blew up in my face. And I think in college too, I started to realize that love is not just being expressed towards someone else. It should also be an internal thing, and you should really learn how to love yourself. And so because of that, I feel like I've been trying to strike this balance between when should I focus on, you know, the love I have for external things or for people who I might be interested in. And when should I also focus on things, times when I should also focus on, like, loving myself? I think love as a feeling opens a lot of vulnerability, especially when it's towards another person. And I think that's why I've always had trouble expressing it, because I've always had a lot of fear around love and, like, when I should put myself out there and when I shouldn't. I think most of the environments I've been in, it's never been, well, you should be the first person to express love towards someone. It's always been an environment where, like, just keep it quiet and hope someone kind of digs you out, in a sense. And I think I, again, through trial and error, I figured out when love can be helpful and when love can be hurtful.
When is it helpful and when is it hurtful?
I think when you're, especially with another individual, when you see that there's harmony and you both have the chance to acknowledge that you're in love, it can be helpful because there's no longer this, like, guessing game, in a sense of, like, well, what are your perceptions toward me? And it can be harmful when that acknowledgement isn't there and when you allow yourself the opportunity to spiral to not even necessarily spiral in, like, a negative sense, but just, like, over-exaggerate certain feelings. You paint someone into an individual that they might not be. And so because of this vulnerability and a lot of these, like, lingering questions, your mind can go in two directions. It can go in the direction of, well, should I just, like, express it towards someone and see what happens? Or should I sit quietly with my mind and let it spiral into something it probably isn't? It was like an opportunity to be detached from reality that I think isn't always productive. But when you're able to stay in reality, it's good.
What do you think is the scary part of expressing your feelings to someone when you don't know how they feel?
I think it's not knowing if it's reciprocated. I haven't really been in a long-term relationship. I would even say, like, I haven't been in a relationship period. I think the term relationship is, like, so funny to me because no one has, like, a singular definition of it. But I think there have been a couple things that have made me fearful of expressing my feelings towards someone. The first being that it's not going to be reciprocated and I'm going to end up being hurt in the end. But honestly, I'd rather have that band-aid ripped off as fast as possible. I hate being led on. I've been led on a couple times, and it's not always a good feeling in the end. I think the second big fear is like the perception of people who aren't involved in the relationship. You know, it's easy to be in environments where gossip is really prevalent, where everyone wants to be in each other's business. And I've always felt like my relationships are no one else's business but my own. And that's been hard in some of the spaces I've been in to like be quiet about my feelings toward people. Like I'm in a sorority. I remember every Sunday we'd like come down and we'd like gossip about like the guys we liked at like certain parties or like certain hookups that happened. And I remember that every time like people would bring up guys' names and I would be like, I'd either like get a little red or like, you know, I wouldn't know like what to do because it's like, yeah, I definitely have a feeling toward that person, but like, I don't want to say anything because I don't want your opinion involved in this. So, yeah.
How do you know when you're in love with a person?
I try to ground it in like personal feelings. Like maybe it's like I get red when I hear their name or I just like feel it in my stomach. I actually, every time I go out and I like start to feel something towards someone, like I can definitely like feel it in my like stomach and then like just the way my muscles are, which is so weird. But I think mentally it's just like, you know, you start to like think about them a lot or you, and again, you open up these opportunities for spiraling, which are unhealthy. But I try to like focus. I it's very easy to be like, oh, you know, maybe I'm in love because everyone thinks I'm in love and kind of like gaslight yourself into it, which has definitely happened to me before. But the way I know I'm in love is like, start thinking about them. I feel things in my body and I'm just like, maybe I do like them and maybe I should take action on it. And I think that next step of like taking action is always my hardest, always the hardest part.
What do you think makes you fall in love with someone?
I don't know. There's a lot of things. I mean, looks, yeah, duh. I definitely have a type. It's like really funny. But I really admire people who give more than they take. Like, I've been on a lot of dates this summer. It's been a busy summer. But, like, something that I find really attractive is when people, like, especially as, like, a high-achieving individual, which is so silly to say, when people are, it's more than just, like, a, like, wow, you're so cool. It's more of, and, like, it's less worshipy and more of, like, wow, I'm, like, kind of invested in you and your success. But I also, like, don't want that, like, don't want your success to just be, like, the only thing I like about you, like. People who show me that they value me for more than just like things on paper or ideas I have and like for who I am as a person and some of the values I have. I really appreciate that. I also just look for individuals that are like very authentic and have a lot of integrity. I think being able to own your narrative is hot. Like being able to be like, yeah, you know, maybe I did fuck up a little bit, but like I learned so much from it. I think that's like being able to own up to things is really, really nice. And ultimately, yeah, I fall in love with a combination of factors.
Do you think you fall in love with people easily?
I mean, the degree, see, love also happens on a spectrum, I think. Like, I definitely have been like, feelings for like a hot second, feelings for a hot week, feelings for 6 months. I should just stop having feelings for that person because I'm never going to get there. But I think I do a good job of acknowledging what feelings exist when I have interactions with people. Like, did that feel good? Did that feel bad? Like those kinds of things. And then from there, I kind of internalize where on the spectrum of love it might be if it is that kind of interaction.
Do you think you're able to tell when you love someone versus just being infatuated with them?
Yeah. I mean, that was a hard thing for me to learn. And honestly, I learned that in a very brutal way where I kind of, like the whole situation, like I was a little gaslit into it. It was a little it's not even a relationship. Maybe you can't even call it a situationship. We're going to call it an infatuation with someone. And like, there were combinations on both sides of things. But at the end of the day, after the whole thing had happened, I like spent like 6 months trying to figure out like what was wrong with me. And I did a lot of like reading and healing and like writing about it. And I had realized that I had allowed love to spur up a false reality. And for me to perceive this individual as something that was like very idealistic. And I think I might have overcorrected. Like, I'm not going to lie. I think after that experience, it's been harder for me to acknowledge love and to acknowledge feelings I might have towards someone, because I don't want to feel that way like ever again. Like, I don't want to have to go through the process of realizing, oh, I was just like obsessed with someone, and that's a me issue, not a them issue. Like, that was fully on me. But like, having to acknowledge that your brain has allowed you to do something that like might be harmful, and having to fix that for me at that time was really difficult, just given other things that were going on in my life. And I don't want to do that again. So maybe I've like built my wall up a bit more.
How do you think being in love changes you?
I think every single time I've felt feelings towards someone, I've learned something about myself. You know, even like elementary school, the little crushes I had on kids on the school bus. I remember one time I actually blew a kiss to a guy. Like, I'd gone off the school bus and I like blew a kiss to a guy. And I remember like my nanny was laughing at me. And I was like, oh my God, what? Why is everyone laughing at me? So everything from learning like what love feels like to like, how do I express love, to what kind of state do I need it to be in to like give something to someone if I were to like pursue a relationship or go on more than a first date. Like, I'll be honest, like, I don't go on first dates unless I know I'm in like a good headspace for it. Like, I remember even earlier this year, like, I deleted Hinge because I was just like, I can't do a relationship, like, can't do dating right now, I can't do a relationship right now. But yeah, I think love has taught me a lot about myself and how I interact with individuals. It's also taught me a lot about how to control my brain a bit more and stay grounded in reality. I used to have problems where I would like think big and like not stay in touch with things. And like, I think if there's one way to fix that, it's to be in a relationship where it's that like things are not like reciprocated, or have feelings towards someone and it not be reciprocated, because you'll notice that your brain has like spurred into its own little world.
How do you deal with those types of one-sided relationships that you mentioned?
Oh my God, it was like so hard. The way I learned is this person ghosted me. Like, that was that, and it wasn't even like I've been ghosted before this, but it was like we've been talking for how many months? And all of a sudden you just like fell off the face of the earth. Okay. So first is acceptance. It's like, okay, this has happened. What do I need right now? Like, is it a good cookie? And then it's just like, okay, what has happened here? Just a lot of reflection and figuring out like, one-sided love is like, there are two cases where this can happen. One is like I haven't expressed it yet. And the other is, I have expressed it. When you haven't expressed it, it's kind of just a lot of calculation. It's like observation. It's figuring out like, are any of us going to acknowledge it? And I've been in this case where it's like taken forever for someone to acknowledge it. And that's how, when it is that way, when you're in this like I haven't like expressed anything stage, I think it's really important to like not limit yourself to one person and like build your roster. Just kidding. If that's your style, build your roster. But no, I try not to. Something I again have learned is like, try not to focus on that one person. And then if you have expressed it and it clearly hasn't been reciprocated, like you've been ghosted or whatnot, I think it's again acceptance. Then you kind of do a lot of reading. I read a lot of Cosmopolitan articles and like, because I don't have a therapist. And then I also just like, I've been really transparent about like what had happened in that case. And I was like, yeah, I was really, really like messed up because of it. And I tell my friends that I was like, yeah, during that time period, I really like that quarter was so rough for me, but like I sorted it out. Like, and I thank my friends for being there while I was sorting it out. But at the same time, it's like stressful now because, as I said earlier, I'm like kind of was a little traumatized by it and a little scared by it, especially because that was really the first time that like I might have been able to express my love, like express love in an environment where, you know, the judgments were a little bit lower and the stakes were a little bit lower. So yeah, time heals a lot.
What's something that you learned through your relationships that have changed the way you view love?
I mean, my family and my friends, especially when I was living at home and in high school, we didn't really talk about love that much. Everything was seen as like very superficial. It was like, you have a crush on this guy, that's great, it's not gonna last. Like, I remember even in middle school, I had like vowed to never have a relationship, which was like, good for me. Like, okay, but also why? And the same thing happened in high school too, where it was like, by the end of sophomore year, I was like, I only got 2 years left here. Like, who knows what the future holds? And even in junior year, high school, I had no interest. I didn't really learn that much. But I think in college, I've learned a lot of things. First off, I learned that like, specifically in relationships, people have a lot of different expectations and go in with a lot of different intentions. And intentions matter, and people should be really transparent about that. Like, are you looking for a quick hit of love, or are you looking for something deeper? Like, doesn't matter. There's no judgment either way, but it's like you should be transparent about that. And I think communication about love is really hard for people. And it's still hard for me too. But I think if you can overcome some of that communication barrier and become more vulnerable with each other, I think that's when you start to understand whether or not like those feelings of love are persistent or if they're just a in the moment type thing. And it's unfortunate because I had to learn that because a lot of people didn't give me that transparency or didn't really tell me their intentions. But I've realized now that intentions matter a lot. And I should be very aware of those, even if they're not told, like, be cautious of it. Because otherwise, I'll just end up hurt again.
What do you think love means?
Just like, I mean, again, it exists on a spectrum. But I think it's like feelings towards someone that are more than just like kindness, more than just like care. It's kind of a conglomeration of things. It's like an appreciation for one's like beauty and talent and mindset. And really for just like being who they are. I think it's very easy to be like, thank you for being who you are. But love is much deeper than that. It's much more, hopefully, real love is much more authentic and has some integrity and is grounded. I mean, it's silly because it can be grounded in gut feeling, but it's grounded in some sort of subconscious rationalization, which is weird because that's like a very abstract combination of words.
Astro is a podcast company focused on capturing the conversations that come for you and making them available when you need them the most. Thank you to Lauren for sharing her unique perspective, story, and wisdom. These podcasts are made possible by people like you. We believe we're all interesting, so if you'd like to share your story with us, go to astrostudios.xyz for more information on casting and to find more shows like this. You can also keep up with us on all socials at astrostudios.xyz. Thank you so much for listening.